Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
Remembering God's favor,
God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
remembering God's favor.
It seems like we've all been conditioned.
Greetings and welcome once again to the Sunday broadcast of Emmanuel Chahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. Thank you, our friends, for joining us. We seem to have a real problem this day trying to get on here. I keep having interruptions. It appears to be my phone. My apologies here. The wind is freezing on me, and I have everything come trying to show up here, and I can't seem to even get. Now I think I have the host on. Thanks for your patience. This is really one of those days. I see it's time, I think, for me to get a new phone to broadcast with. It's freezing. I'm having all kinds of problems. Throwing the summary off, and it's been very hard for me to get on today. I thank Alhamdulillah, we finally did the patient get on the show, and I won't hold you any longer. I will see if we have technology put the summary on for me. Our discussion today will be Islam means freedom. This freedom can only come through total obedience to Allah, Allah's will. People, when we truly know Allah, then we know that Allah is the only reality. Then we understand that our reality is only in Allah's reality, so self no longer exists. All then that exists is our life, in our life is Allah's and eternal reality. Allah says, the first key to believe in Him is to believe in the unseen. Allah also says, oftentimes, in the Quran, we did. To help us understand the importance of humankind, Allah is all-powerful, so nothing Allah created has extra. To understand this fact, is to be saved. I'm alive again. Welcome to the Sunday broadcast. About the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this Sunday as we bring to you wonderful broadcast. The subject we have today, as you can see, is a dynamic one, and we are so anxious to. And thank you to have you to join us this Sunday. I'm so anxious to bring this broadcast to you. And without any delay, as I said, we got started off with a late start today, so I don't want to hold you any longer. And now I bring to you Imam Shaheen Shabbat. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yes, I can.
Okay, well, we thank you all for your patience. First of all, next we always want to give all praises to the Most High Creator, whose proper description would be Allah, because Allah is the only word that means all in all, means that all the creations of all the worlds, this Creator is the Creator of all of those worlds. And so His power rules and regulates all worlds. So this is why we say Allah. And if you want to translate it into English, it would mean all in the beginning, and L-A-H means God. So it means all people's God. Okay? So your God and my God is the same God, Muslim, Christian, Jews, whoever you are. We won't start off like that. Then we're going into the prayer. The prayer is the key to life. We come in this world in our mother's womb when we are as a fetus. If you look at that fetus in that mammogram or whatever, that machine you can look through, you will see that fetus is in a bowing prostration. That's how we bow down and prostrate to Allah in our salat. So we come in this world in a state of submission, total submission to God, Allah. And one guy said yesterday, and I go into the prayer in the barbershop where I get my hair cut, I was, and just to show you how Islam really needs to be got out to the people correctly, he said that, I said, we come in this world knowing nothing, and we leave knowing nothing. And he said, no, I don't agree with that. This come with this opinion. He said, every baby come in the world knowing different things. So I didn't argue with him because I told him, I said, I don't argue with people about faith. I say everybody's entitled to their opinion, but that don't mean we have to agree. So everything was still cool. I just wanted to get that out because, you know, Allah say the reason that the world is in the shape it's in now, this is what Allah say, your creator. He says because most people look at that themselves upon themselves as self-sufficient, and they try to possess each other and possess the material things. And these things are not theirs. They're temporary. We didn't bring anything here but our bare naked behind, and we leave with our bare naked behind. And Allah said, on the judgment, we'll be judged, standing there bare naked. But we won't be able to recognize each other because we will be too fearful of going in the hell fire. Then we'll be fully conscious of our sins and that there was a day of judgment. There was a day when I was resurrected. This is the day I promised that I was resurrected, would be resurrected for judgment to stand before my Creator to give an accountability for what I have did in the world I left behind on earth. So, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ibn al-Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Adin, Amta alayhim, Garhim maqdubi alayhim, Wat du'alin. Amen. We said, translated into English, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we seek, and thine aid we ask. Show us, guide us on your straight path. Show us your straight way. Guide us on your straight way, Allah, and protect us from being of those who go astray from your straight path. Ameen. We want to start here because, and this will be brief, but it's no rush, but it'll be brief. And it's called a brief in the day of judgment. It says here, Muslims must believe without any doubt in the day of judgment and the physical resurrection when the body will be recreated and the soul will surely be reunited with the body by Allah's unlimited power. Just as Allah, the gatherer of mankind, created us for the first time, Allah is surely the resurrector who will bring us forth from death to stand in perfect judgment before Him. After the day of judgment, death will no longer be, and our existence will be forever. The day of judgment is when each and every individual will stand before the Creator and be questioned about his or her deeds. On that momentous or great day, we will each see in detail the results of even the smallest good and the smallest evil we have set forth in this life. On that day, lying and deception will no longer be possible. The ultimate reward is paradise, and the penalty is hell. Heaven and hell are literally places that actually exist. They are not symbols or metaphors. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Beautiful, beautiful. As you can see, we have a strong discussion going on today. Kind of surprised me here now. Jahisha Bob sort of stopped a little early and he used his speech longer. But we have a dynamite discussion coming up for you. And it is one that you can really sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself. But please, please, people, hit the number one button. Come in to us and be, give us some feedback. Join us. We're one big family here. We're here for you, and you're here for us. So we're here for each other. Let's come together and listen to a beautiful teaching, but give some feedback. Let us know your understanding. Let us know how you feel. And let's just enjoy giving this information out to the world together as one human family. And now again, the name Shahid Shabbat.
Okay. I see we don't have any guests here. Okay, I will continue. This is a very powerful reading here. You know, first of all, I want to say, too, before I continue, the whole purpose of life, not in religion, but the whole purpose of life, period, is trial. We are only in this life for trial, to be tested. To be tested by our Creator to see who will believe in the things they see or who will believe in the unseen. That's why the first ayat or verse in the surah in the Quran called Al-Mu'minun, the believers, is Allah say the believers are those who what? Believe in the unseen. That's the first thing Allah say. Because look, people, look at the world today. If you don't believe in the unseen, most people act like this too. Allah say this, and you can see it. They act like, oh, if it is a God, he's somewhere and he don't know what I'm doing down here. I'll wait and deal with that God when I have to deal with him, but down here on this earth, I'm my own God. I run my life. Don't nobody tell me what to do. Even in religion, start with the Muslim, Christian, Jew, three major religions. They live as if though the religion is just a social club. You hear people talking about a group called the Illuminati, and these are supposed to be the most wealthiest people materially in the world that have formed them a religious cult like Jim Jones, and they worship evil. They pray to Satan. Well, most people in religion pray to Satan, too. How can you tell? Look at their actions. Actions don't lie. Allah say actions are but by intentions. Okay, we'll stop right there and we'll continue on. The next portion of this talk, Belief in the Day of Judgment, it says here, Allah, the reckoner and the rewarder of good, describes paradise, heavenly gardens, as a wonderful place of pleasure, filled with amazing eternal gardens with rivers flowing beneath in paradise. Not hot or cold, disease, fatigue, or evil will exist. Allah, the giver of security, will remove disease from the heart and body of its inhabitants. And everything one wishes for all, and everything one wishes for will be granted. That is all you wish for, your heart desire of good will be granted to you in paradise. It will be said to those who entered paradise, this paradise you have inherited as a result of Allah's mercy and your good deeds. See, we can't just get there by good deeds. It's got to be Allah's mercy. So in order to gain Allah's mercy, you got to stay humble and realize that I'm nothing and my Allah is all in all. You got to realize that I ain't good. Allah's all good. I ain't greatest. Allah's greatest. And go on in this here talk, keeping on the subject. The greatest of pleasures in the hereafter will be the believer's ability to see the present. Check this out. See the presence of Allah, of Almighty God, the Most High. being a Muslim in and of itself does not assure paradise unless one dies in the state of Islam. Islam is a word translated in English that means total submission to the will of the one God, Allah, alone. Allah, the Reckoner, describes hell as an eternal, horrible place beyond imagination. You can't even imagine it. He said it would be a fire whose fuel would be human beings and stones. He said when stern angels place people in hell, they will say, this is what you used to deny. We believe Allah is the most compassionate and the most merciful. However, Allah is also severe in punishment to those who deserve it. Okay, Allah's unlimited justice is absolute and perfect. On the day of judgment, all deeds will be revealed and everyone will be justly treated. We will not enter paradise because of our deeds alone, but about Allah's mercy. You see how important is to earn His mercy is? And you can't do wrong and earn the mercy of Allah. You have to do right. You have to have good intentions, and He knows your heart. You can deceive me sometimes and other people, but you can't deceive Allah at any time. Allah say in His timeless world, He knows everything that goes on in creation, all His creation. From the perspective of temporary or temporal beings like us, this means that Allah, the ever watching over us, knows everything that happened in the past, everything that is happening and taking place right now, and everything that will happen in the future. Allah's divine knowledge is perfect. Allah is the all-knowing and that He, everything that Allah say will come to pass. Allah, the subduer, has absolute sovereignty or power or control over His creation. Everything that exists within His creation and events that occur in a direct result a direct result of Allah's creating it. Nothing happens in creation except by Allah's power, His will, and Allah's knowledge. Okay, this part here is about the human free will of the human being. An important aspect of Islam is that every human being has the free will to choose Allah, God, the giver, humanity with this great gift. It comes with a heavy responsibility. Listen now, it comes with a heavy responsibility. And on the day of judgment, we will be accountable for our use of this greatest gift of all. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum as-salam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of a Creator, which is brought to you every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we thank you for joining us this Sunday. As you can see, we have a beautiful, beautiful discussion that's coming up. And we are, so far, don't seem to have any guests in the studio. We were late coming on again with technical problems here trying to get into the studio. As again, every time I try to get my summers that we have to do, we obligate to do, up and into the studio, then it was just knocked off completely, and I had to do it all over again. So then the phone froze on me, and it's one thing after another. The phone, I think it will either need cleaning out, or I just need to get a new one. And, I'm having some problems sometimes. I thank you for your patience, and I hope that you are enjoying the discussion that Imam Shahid Shabazz bringing to you this Sunday morning. Again, the discussion is Islam means freedom. This freedom can only come through total obedience to Allah. And yes, first he's letting us know we have to face and accept Allah as being the only, the powerful, the one, the all, creator of all. And that we have to get to his will wholeheartedly and sincerely from our hearts, those if we want to be blessed with our eternal life. This is no joke. You have to face reality that we are not God. We are nothing. But you can accept it or not, we have no power unless the power is given to us from Allah. He's the one who says, be and it is. And people, this is why we see so much, so many things that are happening now. It's been unbelievable what's been going on this week. Every day on the news, there's been about some killing going on in the Washington metropolitan area. And accidents, car accidents, with lives being taken unnecessarily. 3 children's lives were taken. Somebody not paying attention ran into the back of the car. And all of the children, the parents were injured critically, but they're doing better now. They are out of the hospital, I believe, now. And they lost all 3 of the children, all the children that they had. So, as we can see, the evil that's going on around here, we had a house fire. When they went to put the fire out, they discovered 2 bodies in the house. And they were not dead because of the fire. Just evil and bigness going on. Then another accident where a young boy, teenage, driving through a park, and the woman's on a walking trail, bike trail. Some husband gets his car, throws off onto the trail, hits and kills the woman. Drunken driver, teenage, was supposed to be driving. And you see all kinds of horrendous things that happen today. And we be thankful for each day that we're living. We must start to get to know our Creator, serve Him, and realize that we're on a journey here. That's the only reality. It's back to our Creator. And now I give to you again, Imam Shahid Shabab.
Assalamu alaikum. As the sister was saying, we are on a journey. This journey is a spiritual journey. You are going to make this journey whether you want to or not. The journey ain't physical, because the physical journey go in. But this spiritual journey we're talking about, it ain't going in. This is what we're talking about here today. And, you know, people, Allah, the Creator, say the reason you got, let me say this first. He say, you will know, everybody will know, if they have faith in Him, when the last days of evil will exist in this world, on this earth, when the most horrific crimes people would be committing against each other, human beings. That's what she just got through saying. That's one of the signs of the last days, evil getting ready to be destroyed. So if you live in an evil life, and I want to say to you, Muslims, Christians, and Jews, and religious people, this hypocrisy, Allah say, if you practicing evil and call yourself practicing faith in Him, He say you're equal to an unbeliever. You're nothing but an unbeliever. And He say you will be put in the lowest depths of the hellfire. So even in religion, you are going to pay more than the people out here in the street who don't know nothing about religion and who may want to know and who may not want to know. People in religion, Allah say, are responsible, like His messengers and prophets, to take His message out to the people, not only take it in terms of talking, teaching, but exemplify in their life, a life that would cause other people to be reminded of their Creator and realize their purpose on this earth is to live a good life. It's to encourage the good and to forbid the wrong. And Allah says in this line of revelations in the Holy Quran, He said the end of evil, all evil is evil. And the end of good, He says, good. So you've got most of these people around here living an evil life, starting in religion, politics, everything. They're living an evil life, and they expect to get good results. You know what that's called? Insanity. And Allah said when He get ready to destroy a world, He first make them insane, demented, which means insane. So you can tell He's getting ready to destroy this wicked world. And as the sister said, not only is He getting ready to destroy this world, which is the mind and the hearts of evil inside people that they manifest on the outside, but Allah say the whole of this whole world, He's going to remove all the evil off this planet real soon. and let this world be back good as he created it in the beginning. It was no evil in this world in the beginning. It was all good. Almighty God Allah said when he created the world in six evolutions, each evolution of spirit, it was good. And then evil was introduced to the world on the sixth, in that sixth period of evolution Allah created the world. He put Satan down here to test Satan and the human beings down here to test our faith. Huh? But before Satan came down here, the world was all good. To give you a story about that, the archangel Jibril, when the Almighty God, Allah, created the heavens and the earth down here, the archangel, the chief angel, Jibril, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, Allah showed him the earth down here before he put Satan down here, all people. And the angel Jibril say, oh, my Lord, how can anybody go wrong in such a beautiful, good world, loving world like that? And in an instant, the creator Allah showed the angel Jibril, the archangel Jibril, the world, after Satan had got down here and got involved and put human beings down here and got involved in human life, and he said, oh, my Lord, how in the world can anybody escape going to hell? Do you understand this is serious down here? This ain't paradise. People around here trying to possess their material thing themselves. You got a lot of people that worship, just worship themselves. They're always in the mirror. They trying to dress up their body. They want to wear the suits, dressing and matching, and they wash their cars and they're key if you test their car. Or they're trying to possess. And this is where evil comes from. Allah said the root of all evil is the love of these material things and the love of yourself. Because as the sister said in the beginning, if you really realize and understand the truth of life, you will realize that there really is nothing there is no creation that is only the reality of the one that created everything. This world, in other words, is like a movie that came on called The Matrix. It was showing how everything in this world is an illusion and how everything in this material world is not, it seems like it's real, but eventually you keep on watching it. It's like just like the season. Seasons come and seasons go. You see, and we are here for now, but soon we got to go. We got to leave here. And let me read a little bit more on the judgment day. Allah says here, he says human free will does not in any way contradict the fact that Allah, the Shahid, the witness, knows everything that will ever occur in creation. Someone might ask, if Allah or God knows that I'm going to commit a sin tomorrow, then it is unavoidable that I do so because Allah's knowledge is infallible and what Allah knows will come to pass. Allah's knowledge of this person's decision does not mean that he or she is being forced to make that decision. That's right. See, because a lot of people I've heard say, too, very foolishly, God, if he didn't want us to do wrong, why would he even allow us to be able to do wrong? If he didn't want us to do evil, why he put evil down here? Who in the world are you to question the creator of the heavens and the earth who gave you life when you didn't have a life? Who provides all the good that you get in life? Who saves you from your own evil and wickedness? Who are you to question him? Allah said he created you for the first time, so you think because you die, that's going to be the end, and you ain't going to be resurrected and held accountable for what you did here? He said, if he did it the first time, the second time, sure, that's easy. All he got to do, like the sister said, go home, is say, kum, fire, kum. Be, and it is. You don't have to, but no human being can create something out of nothing. Allah, the creator, created everything we see from nothing. Okay, so here, we just want to complete this by saying that it is Allah's will that human beings have free will. Allah is not always pleased with the decisions people make, But Allah wants them to be able to make these decisions by their own free choice. An example of this is a person's will to do a good deed. The good deed may never be carried out, but Allah may reward the person for his or her intentions to do a good deed. If the good deed comes to pass, Allah will allow it to take place, and Allah will reward both the intention and the action of the person. In other words, Allah, the judge, may reward you for good deeds. Will reward you for good deeds. Will, but he, in other words, what he's saying, he will reward for you for good deeds you don't even carry out. In other words, he's saying if you intend a good deed and for whatever reason you can't carry it out, he's so merciful, he will still bless us with a good deed. However, he does not punish people for bad intentions. However, he does not punish people for bad intentions not acted upon. Yeah, that's right. In other words, he's saying if you got a bad intention to do something bad, and for whatever the reason you think about that thing and you say, no, I'm not going to do it. He said he will bless you as if you did a good deed, even though you had intentions to do a bad deed and you didn't do the bad deed. He will bless you with a full good deed. Look how merciful our Lord is. Ain't nobody going to have no excuse to go to hell. He gives you, we have two merciful creator. He said when he decreed, he got ready to the creator's creation in the heavens and earth, he decreed first that his mercy prevail over his wrath. He said if he was to destroy every human being, people in the human form anyway, because most people are not human no more. But he said if he was to reward all so-called human beings right now, just take us off the earth, destroy us, and bring us to judgment right now, every one of us would go to hell. We're not going to get to heaven based on our deeds, good deeds, people. It's your good intentions and your recognition that there is no creator and nothing in creation to be worshipped but the unseen creator who created all creation. Assalamu alaikum.
Malaikum assalam. Thank you again. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And I speak with our beautiful, beautiful supporter. Because of Imam Shahid Shabazz is here listening in with us. And we would like to welcome out to him and the greeting of peace and thank him for joining us. We don't have any guests so far, as I can see, who would like to give comments that they have shown up in our studio yet. So if there is anyone that's coming on, I want to come on and give a comment, press the number 4 button, the number 4 button on your phone. I'm sorry. I don't know where I'm coming from today, and my mind is. Sometimes, you know, your mind should be running away from you. Press the number 1. Press number 1 on your phone. And your number should show up in the studio, and then we'll have you to come on and join us. And give us some feedback. Let us know how you're feeling about the show. Whether you're enjoying the conversation, whether this is a message you want to hear. And it's because of you that we have the show. And we bring to you what you want to hear, what you want to know, what you want to discuss. And this is why we need your feedback. As Imam Shahid Shabazz has been talking, he's been letting us know who our Creator is. As we can see the condition of the world today, a great reminder that man definitely could not be God or be a creator. From our president of the United States, unfortunately, and that the government is shut down now. The government has been shut down for a while because he wants a wall built for Mexico to keep the people away from the United States. And this is so sad, people. We are supposed to be one nation, one human family, one creation. And we're warring and fighting with each other like this. And you don't want this person over here. Don't want that person over there. We don't own anything. The sooner we learn that, the better off we'll all be. But as you can see, by the conditions over here in America at this time, this is a message. Let us know that there is no God in any man. And in other countries, horrendous things are happening. In China, they're killing up the Muslims, forcing them to say that they're Christians. You can't force what's in the heart of a man. You can make him physically say it and kill his body, or harm his body, but you can't do anything to his soul and his feelings, people. You have to understand that's materialism. We're materialism. We're nothing. We're an illusion. Now stop being evil to one another. Allow us to exist on earth as souls who are caring enough to want to bring about the good and to love each other and live together in peace and leave our human bodies alone. That's all you're messing with. And you're the one that's going to go to the eternal fire for the evilness you're doing in killing these people and trying to force them to be who are what they are not. But this is what's happening, people, all over the world. There's people fighting the rulers, the dictators, not one of the men. Dictators do horrendous things to the people, to the government. And this one over here, we wonder whether he needs to see, as they say, they wonder whether he needs to see a psychologist or not by his conduct, his actions. He's not conducting himself as a true ruler would conduct himself over a people who want to be an example and a model for the world to see. So it's sad times, but they're good times. It's times for learning, times for realizing who we are and what's really going on and what our problem is. We've turned our backs on our Creator, the true Creator, the one and only God, the Almighty God, Allah, as we know Him to be, which means the all in all. He's all in all. Until we get back to that reality, come back to Him, and start living, and He has advised us to. And following His way of life, His blueprint for us on earth, we're going to continuously help. Things are not going to get any better, people. Until we make them better by doing right ourselves, they're not going to get any better. And now I give to you again, Imam Shahid Shabab.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. I thought you said you had a guest there. I know I had one brother that said he was coming on, but nevertheless, it don't really matter to me because I've been missing when I was being created in my mother's womb for this mission, to teach and to exemplify a righteous life, a just life, and a sincere life of love for my brothers and sisters among mankind as I love Allah. You cannot love the Creator without loving humankind because we're all, as the sisters say, one human family. Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, say in the beginning when He created our mother and father, Adam and Eve, He created Adam, He say first, and then He say He created Eve from Adam rib, symbolically, meaning that He created both of them and He created them both alike. But the message I'm trying to get across to you is that He say He created both him them both, and then He say He created them as a male and a female. But He say when He put His real spirit into Adam and Eve, He made them, they became one soul. So by Adam and Eve being the mother and father, the parents of all the whole human race, that means every human being on the planet that ever been here and ever will be here until there's no more human being, we're supposed to be one in our what? Thinking. And one in our thinking what? Thinking right. You hear people lose and say knowledge is power. Knowledge ain't just power. If the knowledge is the wrong knowledge, it's destruction. It will destroy you. That's how Satan, the devil, got Adam and Eve put out of heaven. Because Allah told them, don't follow that good and bad knowledge of the devil. That's what it means about trees. I'm going to just give it to you. I ain't giving symbolic or metaphor. No, that tree represented good and bad knowledge. He said, stay away from that tree. He said, for the day you mix good and evil together, you will surely die a spiritual death. And they ate of that tree, and they began to die spiritually and lose the guidance of Almighty God Allah. And the same thing Allah say for us, the descendants of Adam and Eve on the earth, will happen to us if we try to mix good and bad together. You can do this, but look at the results. Look at the results. You mix good with bad, it's just like mixing oil with water. What do oil and water do? Separate immediately. Not only that, mixing good with evil together produces evil. Good stands alone. In the beginning, it was just good, all good. The Creator, He's all good. He has no beginning and no ending. He's all good. So you can't worship Him and intentionally practice evil and say, I'm a true believer in God. I'm a little, but you still practice and live and doing things the way you want to do it in your life personally, which is all bad. I wanted to bring that point out this Sunday, too. It still stands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High and highly glorified by all His creation, He say all the good that comes in the life of this human family or race, not family, race, all the bad that comes to us come from ourselves, our own freedom of choice. We make that choice to do evil. But He said when we submit our will to His will, all good comes from Him. All good will come in our life. And as the sister said, the world is not going to get no better if we don't make it better. I mean, because the world, when we look outside, ain't nothing wrong with the sun, the moon, the stars, the inanimate creation, or the material creation. It's in perfect order. In fact, you find peace in it. I'm sitting in the car over here near some woods, just as peaceful. The hell that's been created on earth ain't even been created on the earth by the Satan, the devil, the personification, the chief of evil. The evil has been created by people, Allah say, their own intentions and bad actions, choosing to follow themselves rather than seeking to understand the will of Almighty God inside of them in their soul, which is their real life. It's a choice. So you clearly today will know this here. You got that choice. And the law say each individual will be held accountable for their choices they made. You can't blame the devil either. Say, he made me do wrong. The devil ain't got no power. How can anything that don't have no power make you do wrong? You can't answer because it speaks for itself. That's impossible. You make the decision to do wrong. Or you make the decision to do right, people. I want to read this here to you. Since we don't have nobody want to come on right now, we'll learn me and the sister ourselves and whoever is on is listening. People, you know, a lot of people, especially Muslims, they say they got faith in Allah, and you'll always see them. They're so timely in their prayers. They salat, 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 salat. It's time for prayer. They talk about making hajj. That's the pilgrimage Muslims make. And some have made the hajj two or three times, four or five. But Allah say you're fulfilling your obligation to Him if you are able to make hajj just one time in your life. If you're physically, mentally, and financially able to do so. And if you make the hajj more than one time, you're going against the will of Allah. Now, you got a lot of Muslims that would debate that. But you know what? They're debating against their Creator, and they cannot win. Because if you, He said one time. So therefore, if you want for your brother like you want for yourself, this is what most Muslims say, you're not a true believer till you want for your brother but you want for yourself. If you want it for your brother but you want it for yourself, that money that you got to make a pilgrimage to Hajj the second time, you would give that brother or that sister that money and let them make it. Huh? See, that's the problem with people. Selfishness. Don't want it, and then thinking they're going to hold on to this stuff. You ain't holding on to this stuff. That's weird. Even my stepfather, may his soul rest in peace, he used to tell me I'm working so hard in the cause of a lot by myself. He said, son, rest, son. He said, even iron wears out. He knew one day I was going to wear out because, hey, I'm a human being. I'm made to wear out. Everything is made to, he was saying, everything is made to disintegrate, to leave. So, you know, don't rush your death, son. Don't work too hard. Take your time. Because I'm a hard worker, and Allah says he loves a hard worker. Now, I want to read this to you. Me and the sister, we'll get it if no one else get it. Allah Almighty, our Creator, say, if our faith is in him is sincere, then this means that our conduct will be right. He said when faith and right conduct confirm each other, Allah say his grace transforms our life. He said instead of being troubled all the time and instead of being worried what's going to happen to us, all this evil, he said we will have peace and contentment. He said instead of being assailed at every turn by false alarms and the assaults of evil, we will endure calm and he will bless us to obtain his purity. And also he says any possible gain that we may make in this material world by breaking our oath or covenant responsibility to our Creator and thus breaking his moral laws must necessarily bring us misery and hell. While our own benefit is far greater in obeying Allah's will and doing Allah's will, which is all righteous, doing right according to the will of Allah in the Quran. Allah says his truth may come in stages and degrees. But Allah said his truth gives strength and guidance to those who sincerely believe in him and glad news. And he said his truth should be held fast when once he blessed us to receive his truth. He said, be not like those who get puffed up with a pride in material things and scorn the truth. Scorn the truth, mock at the truth. Allah say, enjoy the material things of this world, but give all praise and all thanks to Allah, the one who provided them for you, and obey his, moral, divine moral laws, which is for our protection. Allah say, be true in faith and proclaim his truth with gentle, patient, wisdom, for Allah is with those who live in self-restraint, a pure, good, and righteous life. As-salamu alaykum.
Malaika Maisalam, I want to remind you again that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us. I was letting you know, Imam Shabazz, that your cousin is listening in from Richmond. Yes, and
Well, I have faith in him anyway.
Allah Akbar, yes, that's so beautiful.
May Allah continue to bless him.
As you know, we always have a guest on who we can't see, who don't wish to give comments and all. They just want to listen. I'm surprised
yes.
to say that my son's letting me know that they've been listening and sometimes, but they don't want to comment. So
I understand.
We're saying that if there's anyone who decides to give a comment, all you need to do is to push the number one button on the phone. Your phone number should show up in the studio, and I understand sometimes you don't always put them in the studio. But inshallah, the number will show up, and we will have them to come on as a guest. But Imam Shahid Shabazz is teaching the strongest. You can see Allah has blessed him with such wisdom and knowledge that he can go on and on himself without anyone else to have him join him. But it's the choice for you, it's not for us. And we want to hear from you. As I listened to Imam Shahid Shabazz, I was thinking about some of the prayers that we have, you know. And in these prayers, Allah is letting us know the conditions of the world that we would be living in ahead of time and how to prepare ourselves to avoid these conditions, you know. In one prayer, it's called the dawn. And the dawn, it says, nobody's forgetting In the name of Allah, most merciful, most gracious, most merciful. And then it says, I seek refuge of the Lord of the dawn, from the mishma of created things, from the mishma of those who overspread, from the mishma of those who practice secret arts, and from the mishma of the envious one as he practiced envy. So it's letting us know what kind of people we will be having on earth, huh? Letting us know the characteristics of these people, that they're not going to obey. Why? We also taught our Mitzvah says that a man has put a mankind on earth every 2,000 years and gives him a chance. And within that time, he starts becoming obedient and rebellious and refusing to obey him. I think that he is God after a while. And these are the things that he starts to do, and all kinds of mischief on earth, you know. Have what they call secret art and do it, spreading evil all over the world. So we know that. There's also, he also wants us on the mission of the whisper of evil, and he whispers into the hearts of men, they withdraw. And we talk this time, we really spread it through the whispering of lies, through madness that travels about, and whispers a lie, and makes a person and a thing to appear to be what is not, to create problems among mankind on earth. All these things our Creator has let us know about what to expect from this world. But he lets us know because he says, you can avoid this. Just continue to obey me. Be righteous. Live a good conduct. I'm judging you according to who is best in conduct on earth. And strive to be your best as a human being, as a humankind. Try each day to see how much better than you were the day before. How much better you can be, how much more good you can be, how many more good deeds you can do on earth. This is the reality of life. This is the purpose. So people, we are so thankful to have in Mount Shahid Shabbat to take the sacrifice and take this time. As he has traveled for many years, almost 50 years now, bring the word of the Creator, the Almighty God, Allah. Trying to reach the people, trying to help them to turn back, to desire within their hearts, to want to do the right, turn back to their Creator, to live the best of a life. And he has now brought this radio show to you in order to reach people that he can't reach otherwise. We pray that you would come on to let us know how you are appreciating this information, this knowledge that you are receiving. From Imam Shahid Shabbat. And again, I give to you, let you know that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. And every Sunday, 12 o'clock noon, spread the word. Let others know about it if you are enjoying the show. Let others know. And have them become on likewise and spread the word. So, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator, brought to you every Sunday, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And sometimes, as you can see, you might have to come on a little late because we do have these technical problems and problems not just with the computer, but with these so-called new phones we have here. And mine has a tendency to freeze up sometimes and throw the information off, and I went to one of those things changed today with it. But we still were blessed by Allah to get on the air and to bring to you the teachings of our beautiful and humble Imam Shahid Shabbat. Now I give to you again Imam Shahid Shabbat.
MashaAllah. That means as Allah pleases, I hope I'm pleasing to Allah, the Most High. I hope that He remove all of me out of this vessel to call a body, and I hope he just fills me up with his divine qualities and attributes. This is what I ask for every day, because like he said, all the evil that happened, it come from ourselves. So in order for us to avoid this evil that's destroying, most people are destroying each other in the world, you got to come, you got to be, live as though you're in, like this here. You live in the world physically, But spiritually and mentally, you got to live inside of yourself. The kingdom of your life, the kingdom of heaven, is inside of you. It's inside of you. And you don't notice that now. You get peace inside of you. You don't get peace from outside of you. Why do you get peace inside of you? Because the Lord, the Creator, said when he created us and he put his spirit in our heart, he put in us peace, salam, peace. This is why he said when you're obeying him and doing right, you have peace and contentment. But when you start doing wrong and evil, he say you're troubled. Your heart and conscience trouble you. And your soul will whip you. Your conscience will whip you. And if you may be a billionaire, but you won't have no peace. Your money can't buy you true happiness. Your sex can't get you satisfy the human soul. Money can't satisfy the human soul. Material things can't satisfy the human soul. And the human soul is all we have, people. Because everything else is going to pass away. But Allah say all that's with him, with Allah and his spiritual, unlimited world going to last forever. So Allah say now while we're on this planet Earth, we got an opportunity to work and earn through a righteous life, paradise, eternal with him. But he say soon we will be in a he said, right now we are in a working day where there is no reckoning. He ain't judging us. He said, but soon we'll be in a judgment day where there is no work. You can't work no more to do good if you didn't do it here and lived and died in a state of doing good, submitting to his will. You won't have another chance. So we only got one chance on the planet Earth to get it right. And putting off time, saying I'll do it later, Allah say right now, every breath you take calls for you to do good. That's why you were created to do good. It's natural for us to do good, but it's unnatural for us to do evil. I've done a lot of evil things in my 62 years, and I always ask forgiveness. I hate them. And when I was doing them, the little evil pleasure I was getting out of it, after it was over, I felt like I wanted to dig a hole and just hide myself from Almighty God. That's how ashamed and disgraceful I felt in the presence of Almighty God Allah. And this was before Islam. This was when I was out in the streets stealing, robbing, and doing things like that. And I never stopped doing that. And Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace of Allah be upon him, said these words, and every prophet and every messenger said these words because they were sent by the same Allah, and his truth is the same. Said when your good deeds that you do make you feel good, and they do if you got the right intention, and when your bad deeds make you feel bad, you hate you did it, he said then you have become a true believer in Almighty God Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, people, this is no joke. Even as I give you this talk show through the grace and mercy of Allah, the Most High, I'm in Salisbury, North Carolina, another city. I stay in a city called Winston-Salem. So, as you can, the sister said, for almost 45 years, I've been traveling the Northeast Coast from Buffalo, New York, to Miami, Florida, all the way to Canada, walking the streets, teaching people. And you would think I'd have been dead by now, all that walking and all that. They didn't try to kill me and the people in this country. They didn't try to poison me. You name it, they didn't try to do it to me. But if Allah, the one who have all power, protects you, who can hurt you? And as the Christians say, most of them, but some of them are sincere, but most of them, like most Muslims, are corrupt. This goes in accord with the Quran. They say, when you serve Allah, the Creator, sincerely, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And that's a fact. That means that, hey, people may put some evil on you or do something to you, but Allah won't let it work. He won't let it work. In this fact, in the Quran, Allah say the believers must eventually win through on this earth, mean win through and establish his will back on this earth. What is his will? Justice, equality, righteousness. And he said the unbelievers who right now, like Donald Trump up there and his evil constituents, not just the rich, but poor, evil people too, he said they're going to fail to win through. What do you mean by that? Right now, it looks like evil is in control of the earth, don't it? But it's not. Allah's still in control. And Allah said evil may face you at every way you turn. But just remember him and his goodness, and his protection will be like a force shield over you. Evil can't penetrate and come in your life. Huh? Now, can you do that? And these are two more words I want you to know that Allah, your creator, say, and my creator, he said, if you guarantee him, any human being, guarantee him two things, he will guarantee you paradise. No question asked. He said, if we will guarantee him that we will control what's between our legs and our tongue, he will guarantee us paradise. What do we mean by that? He mean if you control your sexual or the lust for sexual and carnal desires from sex, and every time you open your mouth, you speaking some evil and negative and wishing evil on people and talking negative about people, if you learn to stop that, and if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing, that's what he means. He'll guarantee you paradise. But you think that's easy to do? No way. That's why he say on the day of judgment, he going to have lines or rows of people, about a thousand, in groups of thousands. And he said, out of every thousand, ain't but one person out of a thousand going into paradise, and the other 999 going there straight into the hellfire. And the believers wanted to know why. And Almighty God, Allah said, because all the good that the Muslim, the Christian, the Jews, and other religious people did, and other people who wanted no religion did, they didn't do that good to please me. They done that good so people on the earth could raise them up like they was a God. Talk about them, how good they are. Oh, they generous and read the Quran. Oh, they taught the Quran so beautifully. Call their don, they call the prayer so beautifully. And he said, you done all of that so that people could adulate you. I mean, you give you adulation. Huh? Raise you up. And there's a passage in the Bible I want to go along with this, the Old Testament or the Gospel of the Prophet Esau, peace be upon him, says that if you lift up your creator in your life, huh? Lifting him up means you lifting up all good and you forbidding all wrong. He said, if you do that, he'll draw all people under you, even bad people. He said he will turn them around and change their heart and make them your friend. He did that to me, people. He did that to me. So if you want that, you can have it too, but your time is short. Because this life, even the evil and the good of this world, is about over. He said he created Allah, so he created this world and everything and everybody. For and justice just ends. Justice all over the planet and for a term appointed, a time limited period of time. That time limit, as the sister said, and the signs all are here, that time is here. This world and the existence of our life here is just about over. So you don't have not a breath to waste to try to come back to your real life, which is your soul. And let that carnal flesh desire that's got you following your own will into evil, into the hellfire, let that go. Let it go. Say, Allah, take that from me. You got to ask him. If you don't want him to take it from you, he'll let you keep that evil, follow your evil will, and destroy yourself and continue destroying other people, like the sister was saying in the beginning. Oh, yeah, this is a profound talk, not because of me, but because Allah, our Creator's message is clear and plain, and all you need is common sense, as my cousin in Richmond say. And what is common sense? It means the God-given sense that's in are common to us all. It's already in all of us. We all got that in common. But most people, a guy in D.C. told me about 8 years ago, common sense ain't so common today among people. He was right. Most people don't have common sense. They don't have no sense. They got good sense at all. They're insane because they choose to follow their own evil, carnal desires. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum my salam. You all listening to the Sunday broadcast. I'll be Mal Shahid Shabazz. And I'm looking at the time again. I see that we have about 3 minutes left on the show's air today. Time, it says time moves on when we're enjoying ourselves. And so it gets away from us, it seems to be. So we don't have much time left now. We have enough time for Imam Shahid Shabazz to give us a salat, say a prayer, and for us to close out today's broadcast to you. And we want to thank you for joining us this Sunday with the beautiful broadcast again brought by Imam Shahid Shabazz, which is Islam means freedom. This freedom can only come through total obedience to Allah's will. So people who can see and understand that in this world that we're living in today, we're asking why, Lord, now that we know why, let's get it together and bring ourselves back to our Creator and the way of life that He has chosen for us to live. Now, Imam Shahid Shabazz, you may close out for today.
All right. First of all, I would like to say I thank you all for listening, and I thank Allah, our Creator, for blessing you and I to continue to bring to the people this program, even whoever come on or whoever don't. Allah say it don't matter about numbers. He said if we reach this one soul, it's like we reach the soul of all the people in the world. They call them back to the right, his right straight way. And my cousin, I know he told me we have reached this soul in Richmond. So we doing our job. And so in my prayer, I would like to pray for him this new year and pray to Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, of all people and all beings and all things, give him all glory and all praise, to whom all glory and all praise is due. We would like to say there is nothing that's created worthy of worship or praise. Only the one that created everything is worthy of worship and praise, and that's Allah Almighty. We say as we begin, with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian, the barber, the judge, and sustainer of all worlds and all systems of knowledge. Allah, guide us on your straight path, the path of those on whom you have bestowed your favor and your grace, those whose person is not to go against your will and bring on destruction on themselves, protect us from following our own will in Allah, the believers. Protect us from following our own will and help us to follow your will until we take our last breath. You send the angel of death for our last breath in this world to our death. Amen.
Thank you. You have been listening again today. You have listened to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. We are join us again next Sunday, same time, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a wonderful, beautiful, and peaceful day today. Assalamu alaikum. May Allah go with you and you go with God.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do.